what I think of as dads are one place. Isn't that Mr. Claus' house? Whose house was that?
Now, I don't know what you're thinking about the one that was a home place. Because their home place, was if you go down, come up from, well, like if you come in from Lexington, you come up to Cottonstown.
Yeah.
And you know when you turn up a road and go to Lake Robinson?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just before you get to that, well, you're up this road, and their home place set off there. The fact is, when they flooded that inn and made it Lake Robertson, their house was right by the dam.
Right.
And it was covered clear over.
Okay. But you were there before the lake was there.
Oh, yeah. In fact, his friend was there and went the road. Yeah. He used to travel that road, went over Aunt Sadie's house.
Yeah.
And then from there, you went on into Collier's Town.
So that's Lou and Mary's house. And did their parents live in that house, too?
Well, Lou and Mary, see, that's where...
It's their dog, Chance.
I don't know how the deal was there, but that's where Uncle Charlie and Aunt Loma bought the home place or got the home place.
But I didn't know
anybody. They lived there. Because I never...
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating.
When I went down there, Lou had already died. See, Lou came up and stayed with us, I don't know, 7 or 8 weeks, something like that. Fact is, we asked him, I was like, Grandpa, stay here. And Long said, no, I want to go home Friday. Or Saturday, I mean, on the weekend, I guess. So Dad said, okay, Dad. He said, I told you I'd take you home when you want to go. So we took him home. They said he went right home and went to bed and laid down. And just a week or so died. He never got up. He was sick. And he must have known that that's why he didn't want to stay any longer.
So had he been sick before?
Not that we knew of. He never appeared in the oil knife. When I remember about him so much, we had a great big pine tree in the front yard. And he came out and showed me how to play mumble peg with a knife. He'd take his pocket knife out and show me. And him and I, hours of time, we sat there and played mumble peg. And like I say, his dad was tall. My dad was over 6 foot.
Right, there's a picture of him. I don't know if you've seen it holding a pistol.
Yeah, he's sitting on a chair or something. Yeah,
yeah, well, I have that photo. I don't know.
You know how I got that picture?
No. Did I get that picture from you?
Adeline.
Oh, that's right.
Adeline gave me. She gave me a copy of it.
Okay. So was that pistol somehow symbolic for him?
Well, I think it back, they were kind of...
He looks like a cowboy.
Yeah, I don't think that, but I think it was kind of just... He went around with his uncle of his, Aaron Anslinger, and he was wild.
Did you think of your dad as wild?
Huh?
You think your dad was wild? My granddad?
No, I never knew him because he was always so good to me.
Yeah.
And I get a picture of him holding me when I was just a little tyke. He had one of the first, he bought one of the first taxi lines in Lancaster. No touring car. He called it a Silver Line, I think it was. And they used to tell some stories about that because that was back in probation days. So. And this guy got on the one to go to BIS. About 6 miles from Lancaster. That's not where I work, retired. Well, this guy, I think he charged $5 then to go to taxi. And they already got the word that he was what they called a dry dick, which was a guy that went out getting these guys in bootlegging and wrestling. So he got word and said, hey, this guy's going to be wanting a ride. But he is a dog. He got an extra. I said, okay. So he got in the car and they were going out the road, and he said, you don't know where a guy could get a drink of whiskey, do you? He said, oh, I might for a price. So I forget what he said they pay. I don't know. He told him $15, $20, which is a big price back then.
Oh, my goodness.
For a pint of whiskey.
Wait, this is what year?
Oh, this was, well, this would have been.
After Prohibition.
This was back before I was born. About the time I was born. That was 83 years ago.
Oh,
that was before probation.
I was going to say it is Prohibition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the other one I was telling you about, he was in the cab.
Yeah. Right, right. But then you shifted back to a Prohibition story.
Mm-hmm. And now you got me.
Okay, wait, but let's, I'm sorry. When was your dad born? My granddad. When was he born?
1891.
And but you don't know
because my grandfather was born in 1871.
Okay.
That was my grandfather.
Right. Wait, your grandfather, but not on our side of the family?
No, that was on my mother's.
Mother's side, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last person we know for sure for a date on our side of the family is 1891, and that's Fremont.
Fremont McKim.
But you don't know where he was.
See, his name is Fremont McKim.
And that's where
and that's
dad
how
got his
state,
name,
got
State
McKim. His name was Fremont McKim. My middle name is Fremont, William Fremont. So I got Dad's first name, and he got Dad's middle name.
Yes.
That's where we got our middle name.
Okay, but you said earlier that we don't know where Granddad Fremont McKim was born. You don't know where he was born.
No, because I went down to, they said, well, might have been born in Lexington. And I went over to Lexington, over to the courthouse.
No record.
And went all through them books. They told me where to look. Couldn't find it nowhere. So the only thing that I could think of where it might have been was he used to work in an iron furnace.
Oh, iron furnace, over by Quilton Furnace.
And he might have been born over there. I don't know.
Well, there's definitely a Lexington Quilton Furnace, Hagerstown, between connection. And in fact, Anna Lean was telling me in one of our conversations recently that Lexington was really nothing in those days. Clifton Ford's is where the railroad went through.
Oh, yeah, Clifton Ford,
and
yeah.
And that was the
Clifton
place.
Ford, that's where you were right they had, oh, I don't know how many tracks. Because, see, Mom and I, we went down there with Dad. We went down the train, and we went down to Clifton Ford's. And I don't remember anymore whether it was Uncle Stratton and them and picked us up and took us out to the house or not, but somebody did. But then I went to school there in Collierstown.
Wait a minute.
And that's where I met Wallene Goodbar.
Who's Wallene Goodbar?
Right? They're the ones that have that had that restaurant up on the hill there in Lexington. Where they
oh, the Goodbar restaurant? No. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I always was sweet on her when she was young and I was young. See? Just kids. But I remember the name, too, Wallene Goodbar.
I have to call on Izzy over now.
Well, she knows it.
She knows
all about it.
Do you think Mom knows about that picture I found in that Stalwright Holmes catalog?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You guys, you and Dad, I'm not sure you can be trusted. I'm sure. We're covering up. There's a lot of stuff coming up.
But,
who was, wait a second. Let's go back. Okay, Granddad was born in 1891.
Yeah, maybe.
What was his birthday?
I'm trying to think. It was the fifth month.
That's May.
Yeah, and I believe it was the 21st day.
Okay.
Because my cousin who just died here a couple years ago, Ruth Aug, she was born on the 24th, and I think that's when Dad's funeral was on the 24th, which was her birthday. Mm-hmm. I think it was May the 21st.
Okay.
I get that all down.
Okay.
Little breakdown.
Okay, so who was, you don't know where Granddad was born, but who were his parents?
No. What?
Well, that was Lou and Mary.
Okay, then why was he not born in Lexington, Collierstown?
Collierstown has no records, right?
But as far as we know, how long do you think Lou and, that would be great granddad, were? How long do you think they were there in Collierstown? They've been there a long time.
Well, it must have been, yeah.
Maybe their whole lives.
It could have been. And they may have not even had it.
Okay.
Because you know, when Izzy went to get her Social Security, she went up to the courthouse, he had no record of her birth certificate on her. So she had to go back and get her older sister and another older person that knew her to vouch who she was so she could get her...
Okay. So it's... If you're coming from Germany or Austria in early American history, why would you... That's a pretty good immigration to Virginia.
They told me it was in 1744.
Salzburg.
Came from Salzburg, Austria. Okay. Now, I don't know whether they came directly. How long it took.
But why would you come? Is what I'm kind of driving at is maybe we can figure out why.
Well, they broke off into three groups.
Okay.
One group went into the Pennsylvanias, and they changed their spelling of their last name, E-N-S-M-I-N-G-E-R. E-N-S-M-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
Drop the T off.
Yes.
Then the other group...
Spelled with a Z.
And they went down to Carolinas.
Okay.
That's the one that changed it to E-N-T-Z-M-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
And ours, the way it's spelled now, they went into Virginia.
Okay, and that's the very... It's a...